Right now it is time for sports, and it's obvious that Mike is not calling in this morning, and we'll speak to him Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Report now is out that the Washington Redskins are expected to retire their nickname today. We'll have to see what happens with that. That will be a big story if indeed it does happen. The Arizona Cardinals report that Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Cardinals, has been released from the hospital after testing positive for the coronavirus. All right? All right. What else do we have? We have the NBA. Head coach Mike Popovich has had reservations, but when push came to shove, the Spurs coach is ready for the restart in that bubble that they're trying to live in. Pretty amazing. Duke has a new women's basketball coach. They've hired the Celtics' Lawson to lead that team. The Yankees have announced that Judge has been out for 2 days due to a stiff neck. All right. Two key scouting employees have been fired by the Washington Redskins. Don't have the headlines on why that happened, but it happened. And ESPN Jay Williams has slammed NBA players for their tone-deaf bubble complaints. So just some of the sports headlines this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. The big sports story, if you like soccer, is Manchester City. They finally got overturned, a two-year ban from the Champions League. After further investigation, officials found out they didn't do what they were claimed to have done. There we go. And here's the most ridiculous sports headline of the morning. Undoubtedly the most ridiculous sports headline of the morning. And that is, a Memphis man shot his cousin. Why did this man in Memphis shoot his cousin? Because they were arguing over NBA player and coach Penny Hardaway. You shoot your cousin. Is this what we're coming to? Is this really what we're coming to? Anyways, that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.